Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts.
Arisha, I know you have a sordid past, and I'm just wondering if it's ever come back to haunt you.
I do not know of what you're speaking. I've lived a very pious, reserved life. I cannot speak to sordidity.
Okay. Well,
if that's a word.
It is now. We all know Kim Kardashian's never been able to escape that infamous sex tape that she made with R&B singer Ray J many, many years ago. And now it's really coming back to bite her in the ass.
Yeah, Ray J has had enough of Kim's side of the story. He wants the world to know how it actually all went down, at least from his perspective.
Yeah, he's like, sexy, can I just tell my story?
God.
I haven't sang in a while.
I was going to say, it's been a minute.
It has, and you're welcome, everyone. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. It's Thursday, May 5th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So obviously no one likes to sit back while other people tell their story. And Ray J is ready to speak for himself. For years, Kim Kardashian has claimed that the sex tape she made with Ray J in 2002 was unintentionally leaked. And Kim has always maintained that she's just the innocent victim. And she's spoken out many times about how hard the experience was for her. But now Ray J has had enough of her version of this story. Mm-hmm. He's saying the tape was never leaked and was actually a completely planned release with Kim and Kris Jenner.
So many thoughts about this. A little background. The sex tape was first released in 2007 by the porn distribution company Vivid Entertainment. Now, Kim and Ray J made the tape 5 years before that in 2002. She was 22 years old at the time, and he was 21. They were dating, and they'd filmed themselves while on vacation together at a luxury resort in Cabo, Mexico, which I famously never been to. And in an exclusive interview with the Daily Mail released yesterday, Ray J insisted the tape was released on purpose. He says, "I've never leaked anything. I've never leaked a sex tape in my life. It has never been a leak." Now, sources tell me the Daily Mail paid him an extra $1,000 every time he said leak, which is why it's in every sentence.
Yeah.
Ray J also said the release of the tape was always a deal and a partnership between Kris Jenner, Kim, and himself, and said, "We've always been partners since the beginning of this thing."
Yeah. So Ray J has now chosen this moment to give his side of the story because he's unhappy with how he was portrayed on the new Hulu show, The Kardashians. On the show, Kim is like getting ready to make her debut as SNL host, and she's upset when she finds out there's some threat from Ray J and his manager to release more footage from the sex tape. Mm-hmm. So in this episode, Kim's 6-year-old son, Saint, comes up to her and he like shows her something on his iPad. And it's like the game Roblox, which I know nothing about.
I had to look it up when I saw that episode. I was like, what? Roblox? What is this?
We're old.
Well, we're not six. True.
That's true. We aren't. So the ad he showed her like supposedly claimed to have Kim's new sex tape and it had her crying face, which is like famous now. Mm-hmm. And Kim gets all upset. And then she later claims that Ray J and his manager were threatening to release additional footage from their sex tape. But luckily, Kim's ex-husband, Kanye West, comes to the rescue.
Can I just point out the irony of her complaining about her crying face and then 10 seconds later, she's crying.
I know.
I mean, that was intentional, right? It had to be.
I don't know. Can she cry on command?
She's been acting for 15 years. Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
Okay, wow. All right.
So on the show, Kanye is seen bringing Kim a suitcase, a pretty ragged suitcase, I gotta say. It looked like he found it in a dumpster. And in this suitcase was the laptop and hard drives. And he delivered it just hours before she had to go on and host SNL. Mm-hmm. Kim very dramatically tells her team the equipment is the remaining footage from their tape. She's crying about how happy she is it's returned.
Yeah, Kim said it was just footage of them, like, eating at a restaurant.
Are you kidding me?
Is, like, they're recording themselves eating dinner?
I don't know how that would ever be considered exclusive footage of a sex tape if it's them eating at a restaurant.
Maybe she's only eating dick-shaped foods.
Or just dick. Ray J tells the Daily Mail he gladly handed over the device free of charge to Kanye after a 4-hour meeting at LAX, which I would love to know where in LAX they were meeting because that whole airport is an absolute cluster.
I hope Kanye was like, no, man, I can see this suitcase. Let me just give you a little bit of money. You need new luggage.
Yeah. Ray J claims Kanye looked over everything on the laptop, which contained mini videos and proof they kept in touch after they broke up in 2006. But Ray J also makes it clear he was never in possession of the original leaked footage and says Kim always had the sex tapes, saying, "I never had a single one at my house. She had them at her house. She always had all the tapes in a Nike shoebox under her bed." I mean, with that kind of detail, it has to be true.
How does he know that?
Ray J also told the Daily Mail Kim always knew there was nothing else and said, "I don't have a tape to leak, another $1,000. I don't have a plan to ruin them." Ray J also said the entire situation has led him to feel suicidal because it's heartbreaking and disrespectful to watch a whole family create an empire from a lie they've created.
If this is true, I understand his frustration.
Oh, yeah.
Especially because it didn't really benefit him, if we're being honest.
At all. I mean, he has that one song. That's it.
That's it.
I mean, okay, here's my thing. Why now? I mean, I know because of that whole, what I feel like was a very calculated scene in the Kardashians, but this has been the narrative for over a decade.
I know.
That was the straw that broke the camel's back? How?
I don't know. That's a great question.
I'm suspicious.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I just saw a lot of people online being like, why was the keyboard in with that computer? Which I don't remember. I've got to go back and look. But was it? Because that's ridiculous.
I don't remember seeing the keyboard, but that's truly wild.
So even though Ray J says he never leaked the tape and calls it the biggest lie in the industry in the history of entertainment, he does admit that the whole release was his idea. And Ray J says he encouraged Kim to release their tape after he saw how her friend Paris Hilton's career skyrocketed when her sex tape leaked.
Yeah. Uh-huh. We did cover this famously on Even the Rich, available wherever you get your podcasts. Yep. Paris made her tape in 2001 with her then boyfriend, Rick Solomon, a poker player. It was released in 2004. And she spoke out about it in her 2020 documentary, This is Paris, saying, "That was a private moment with a teenage girl not in her right headspace," and refer to the experience like being electronically raped, which is extremely awful. And just there didn't seem to be any consent with this video coming out.
Right.
Ray J says he pitched the idea to Kim to release their sex video, saying Kim jumped on the idea. And he claims Kim talked to her mom, Chris, about it and says it was out of my hands from there, which is the most believable part of this story. The second Chris gets a kernel of an idea of how to make money, like, forget it. Off to the races.
Yeah.
Ray J says Kim and her mom got the tapes to Vivid and says they signed a contract for three tapes. Of course, only one was ever made public.
That part's interesting.
Yeah.
What are the other two?
Well, I mean, apparently just eating at restaurants.
Yeah. So sources with direct knowledge of the entire situation spoke to TMZ, a.k.a. Chris with a mustache tattooed on. And they denied Ray J's claim, saying Chris never negotiated with Vivid Entertainment. The sources say Kim and Ray J instead dealt with Vivid directly with the help of their lawyers.
Yes. Yeah, so TMZ has covered this story over the years, and they've reported that the Kardashians claimed they never signed off on the tape, although TMZ does say Vivid could never have released it without Kim and Ray J's signatures, which is kind of like, that's literally signing off.
Yeah.
So if they had, there would have been a lawsuit because Vivid cannot use the name or likeness of anyone on tape without their consent. Certainly sex tape. Like, come on.
Right. Yeah.
But TMZ mentions Kim did actually sue Vivid before the tape was released. The lawsuit was dropped. Apparently, Kim and Ray J cut the deal they wanted, which allowed the video to be released.
Yeah. Was it like, no, I'm suing you, this video can't come out? And they were like, they slid a piece of paper across the table with an amount on it. And she's like, okay, fine. Like, what?
Yeah, I'm of the mindset that anything Kardashian related, we're just, they're puppet masters and we're all just puppets watching the show.
Well, I have a really hard time believing that Kris Jenner didn't have her paws all over this thing if deals were made.
In the video from the restaurant, the problem was that Kris Jenner was there. She was directing them. That's why they had to get that.
Doesn't Mater D.
Yeah, I mean, that wig she had at the Met, that's what she was wearing there. Nobody recognized her.
Yeah, wow.
They're like, Mrs. Brady, is that you?
So Ray J wants to clear his name and make sure the world knows he isn't some creep who just wanted a paycheck and leaked this tape without Kim's permission. And now he's asking Kim to stop feeding into that narrative. In addition to his Daily Mail interview, Ray J also released screenshots from his recent Instagram DMs with Kim, showing how he begged her to stop trying to ruin him. So in these DMs, Ray J writes Kim these lengthy messages in all caps. Mm-hmm. She has a type. He starts off the messages with, "Why are you playing games, Kim? I've been nothing but a team player. We all had an agreement. Now you're trying to drag my name for your new show, and that ain't cool." Cool spelled with a K. I think that's important to know. Very on brand. He's like, "I know you guys hate C's."
They've banned them.
Yeah. Ray J then says that this is messing up his businesses and relationships and says she's making him look crazy, again with a K.
Yeah. And he also threatens to take it to the next level and show proof of their meetings and conversations about the plan to release their tape if Kim doesn't address this. Ray J also called Kim out for saying if they did have another sex tape, it was of him sticking a dildo in her ass while she was asleep. He said it made him sound like a rapist and dirty perv and begged her to understand how this would damage his image and affect his relationship with his children. And Kim's rep has verified the screenshots as legitimate, and Kim responded that her dildo comment was clearly a sarcastic joke. She said that her team would release a statement to clarify that this was a joke and that Ray J would have never done something like this. Kim also responded to Ray J's DM saying, "This has hurt us both in so many ways, and I know we are aligned in wanting to move forward in our lives and not continue to be defined by something we did 20 years ago." She also mentioned their kids, saying, "We're both parents now with young kids and careers, and I'm sure you want to move on from this just like I do."
I mean, Kim might be a good lawyer. Because if you look at these DMs, like, he's typing in all caps. He's, like, furious. And then she responds and he's like, okay, I was about to do something crazy. Now that we've spoken, you know, I feel better.
Yeah.
And, like, she never once addressed the rumor that she was part of releasing it. She was just like, you know, I know we want to move forward. And he's like, okay. I was like, damn, she got him.
Well, I mean, I feel like she doesn't have, because she is part of releasing it. Like, TMZ has evidence that she signed on a dotted line with Vivid Entertainment. So she is a part of it.
Right.
Like, I feel like if she really wanted to move on from this, then why would you put it in an episode of The Kardashians?
Well, I know. I mean, it's all...
so calculated.
I mean, yeah, of course it is. And you're not going to convince me that Kris Jenner didn't know anything about what was going on. Like, are you
kidding
me? Is
anyone trying to say she did it? She, like...
Yeah, her. And her source.
Oh, my God. Her source being herself.
A.K.A. her in a hat and a trench coat.
This woman.
Oh, man. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey. Listen to Rich and Daily on Amazon Music or on your Alexa-enabled device. Just ask, Alexa, play the Rich and Daily podcast.
And tell your friends, we've got the hot goss.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law & Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.